Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The Pleiadors, at least a couple of them are here, Neil Salsic and Dave Grelly, they are putting on a concert on Saturday coming up here at Del Mar Hall to raise money for those affected by the tornadoes. So we've got Dave and Neil from the Pleiadors with us now. How's it going, guys?
Yo.
It's going.
All right. All things considered.
Can I just say, who wrote the phrase an all-star amalgam?
Oh, was that written somewhere?
Yes.
Oh, well, that's me. Straight from the horse's mouth here.
I like it. An all-star amalgamation of St. Louis's top musicians and vocalists.
I love alliteration.
Oh, you got to love alliteration.
It's my favorite.
That's all I had for you. Thank you for coming.
Yeah.
This is awesome. June 7th, Del Mar Hall, the Pleiadors' first annual family affair.
Yeah, we're very excited.
So tell us about it.
So originally, the whole idea of this family affair thing was conceived from just the nature of the band. Pleiadors is a consistent rotating cast of some of St. Louis's finest vocalists, musicians, and, you know, depending on the gig, we just swap people out, and it's always a fun, different experience. So I wanted to put on a show that celebrated all of the band, all of these crazy, talented musicians and friends of mine, and basically have a party on stage with St. Louis watching. So it is all Pleiadors Nation from past, present, and we have some new players with us this year. Yeah, we're very excited about it.
So how many people are in the band now?
It's a collective, man.
Yeah,
so it changes all the time.
This show will feature over 20 plus musicians on stage.
I was going to say, like,
rotating in and out.
You've heard of the Mendoza line in baseball? I have the Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros line.
Oh, yeah.
The Edward Sharp line, is it above or below?
I think we're above.
You're above.
On many levels.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, for sure.
I'm just kidding there. But yeah, so that was the original plan. And then,
I just got that.
Yeah.
Don't worry, it's been real slow in this room today.
It's the heat, man. It's kind of sedating me.
It's a little sticky and slow.
I would have said spicy.
It is spicy in here, and the AC stopped working, so. Yeah. It always goes out when it's hot.
Yeah.
That's generally how it works.
Always. Every single time. Yeah. So the show's, what time you get started on Saturday?
So we start, doors are at 7, and then our friends from Austin, Texas are coming up. Tomar and the FCs, they will be opening the show, and then we're on right around 9. And you know, originally we were just going to put on this awesome show, and we were going to make all the money ourselves. We were going to get rich off it.
Yeah.
Especially the 20 plus musicians.
Yeah.
but then, I don't know if you guys heard, a tornado hit St. Louis.
Yeah.
Awful. Awful. you know, and my kids were actually in school in the Central West End when it hit their school, and everybody's super shaken up in that community. Been volunteering a bunch on the north side and seen all that destruction and devastation, and there was no way we could be promoting a show and having a concert without giving back. So talked to Pat Hagen and the Delmar Hall people, and we decided that we were going to donate all proceeds to tornado relief efforts.
Wow.
And yeah, it just felt like something we had to do. So
this show was originally planned before the storm hit, and now you're going to take all that money and donate. Get to the effort.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's the plan.
That's incredible. I mean, that's such a way to give back to the community. And I think for people who like have volunteered, have donated items, donated money, whatever it may be, I still have people reaching out saying, how can I help? And this is an incredible opportunity. Like you said, you're raising money. All the proceeds are going to help tornado relief efforts. But you get to see this awesome band. You get to support local musicians and the work that you guys do in that scene. So it's a win-win-win all around.
Unless we suck.
Well, there's that.
Well,
no. This band is, I consider it to be the most impressive collection in St. Louis, besides the Mighty Pines.
I was going to say, we mentioned the Mighty Pines. Okay. Neil Salsik.
But no, I mean, it's Dave is like the dad of the band. Okay, it really is a family. And I just want to give him a shout out for all the work he does. I mean, this is one show with 20 musicians. He's organizing this collective, and that's the best word to describe it, because it is a band, but it's really Dave's band. It's his vision, and there's always this rotating cast, and like, I'm so fortunate to be invited back and not rotated out too much. I mean, I'm glad I'm rotated in.
Yeah, you're in this one.
You know, it's almost like a sports team. Like, sometimes someone's in the lineup, someone's not in the lineup, but then they're back. And then, I mean, it's just so, from a musician's perspective, it's so fun and refreshing and different than like the band that you're always with all the time, you know?
Is it challenging, though, in any way to play with new people all the time? Because you're playing with multiple bands.
It's probably challenging for Dave, but not for me.
He's the dad. Yeah. He's putting it all together.
Yeah. For me, it's actually easier because there's this inspiration and this energy there with the new singer. Like, I'll be singing with someone maybe that I've never met before, weirdly enough, until this rehearsal, which is so bizarre, and you've never met this person. But when you're singing together, you kind of instantly know each other.
So how much rehearsal would you do for a show like this? Are you just showing up and playing?
No.
Okay.
No.
But, yeah, ideally we would have had more rehearsals, but you know, we've got two this week and it's going to be super locked in because I always want to overprepare. That's just how I am. But like Neil was saying, it is a collective and every time is just different, right? So I think the respect that all the musicians have for each other, everyone shows up super prepared. I try to do as much as I can to help people get prepared, but the work everybody puts in before rehearsal, before the show, is, I mean, honestly, it makes me kind of tear up that everyone wants to do that for this band. But so it's never like better, worse with different musicians in and out. It's just different and always exciting.
Okay, so this is a totally different question, kind of a rabbit trail question, but shocking, I know.
Amazing. Here
we go. It's very off-brand for me. But no, but thinking about all these musicians coming together, from your perspective, when you see like the We Are the World documentary and how they put all of those singers together and some of the faces, like that Michael Jackson's making it Huey Lewis, what was that like?
What?
Like, you know what I'm talking about, right? The documentary of Huey Lewis and bringing all of the singers together. Yeah. And obviously they did not rehearse. They just pulled it together in one night. But that's going to be chaos, right?
I mean, a little bit, but funny story, I actually got to perform with Huey Lewis at Lou Fest, RIP?
Yeah.
We did Chuck Berry
in the
tribute.
Park, right?
Yeah, we did Chuck Berry tribute.
I saw you perform with Huey Lewis.
Huey showed up, but all these incredible musicians showed up. People from Cage the Elephant and Dave Matthews Band, and they all showed up. And again, when the level is where it is, you know, you just want to show up and play as well as you can.
Yeah.
So I don't know, but We Are the World. Yeah, this is not really the same thing.
It's because it's because none of us are that famous in the scheme of things. That's when you get all those like true superstars together, then it gets weird.
Yeah, but you said Huey, so I had to.
You had a name drop.
I had to jump on that one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that the most famous musician you've played with?
Huey? Probably Chuck Berry.
Oh, well, yeah, okay.
Dave's got a little list. He could throw some out, man. He's played with some cats.
A few.
That's impressive.
Mm-hmm. Hey, there's a lot going on in St. Louis,
people,
man.
Don't know. People don't know what's like right in their backyard.
Because we've talked about that before, that it doesn't get enough credit, but there are a lot of really great local musicians.
Who are being hired and playing in some crazy big bands, but they might be the band director or they might be the bassist or the drummer. So like you just wouldn't know, but they're flying out every you know, Thursday for like to Japan or something.
Yeah.
Seriously, and playing and coming home. They live right here.
Perfect example. Jamal Nichols, one of my best friends ever, bassist. He was going to be on this show. Grammy Award winner. But he had to fly out to Atlanta last minute. He plays with Gregory Porter, best male jazz vocalist, Grammy Award winner. So
that's kind of who I was thinking when I was talking about that.
But there's so many of those players in town. And a lot of them will be on the stage Saturday night. Saturday night.
At Del Mar Hall.
Del Mar Hall.
No, if you want to get if you want to see like the best talent in St. Louis, you know, be there on Saturday night and you will see for yourself.
What are some of the, because we saw you guys play at Off-Broadway. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the name of the place by Limp Brewery.
Yeah.
What are some of the venues other than like Del Mar Hall pageant? We know about all of those. If you really want to go see great live music that's local, is there a really good spot for that other than the places we mentioned?
I mean, Atomic is back, formerly Atomic Cowboy. What Drew Jameson has done over there is super cool and usually has a lot of great local talent. Broadway Oyster Bar, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
I think of two places that are dives, but you can see some great music at Venice Cafe, long time place. But also Yaki's on Cherokee. That's one of my favorite. They have live music 7 nights a week. It's this very European inspired bar, and you hear like real sort of 1920s, 1930s jazz. They're unplugged, and like that was a moment where I never really got that music before. But I'd only ever listened to like these scratchy records. And when you see that five piece, you know, hot jazz combo, but it's like when you see it in person, you kind of understand, whoa, that's why it was so freaking hip back in the 20s, back when our grandparents were little tykes.
It's kind of like a bohemian vibe there.
It's so cool. So anyway, those are my favorites. Yaki's on Cherokee.
That's awesome. I want to give the details one more time if people are listening. As we continue our conversation with Dave Grelli and Neil Salsic, the Pleiadors, June 7th. So just a few days, Del Mar Hall, doors at 7, show at 8 p.m. And as Dave mentioned, all proceeds go to St. Louis tornado relief efforts, which is so cool. As you've said, all of these musicians are coming in. You're going to have a giant family affair. The concert was already planned. And you guys pivoted and said all of the proceeds are going to tornado relief. So very, very cool. So thepageant.com or pleiadors.com. PLAYADORS.
Saturday
night, baby.
Boom.
You guys want to hang out for a bit?
Yeah,
we have somewhere to go. Yeah, we don't want to talk very much today, so I think we're going to keep you guys for another segment. How do you feel about that? Dave Grelli, Neil Salsic with us, great local musicians. We continue the segment next on KMOX.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed
social slots, and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus T&Cs apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dave Grelli and Neil Salsic in studio with us, the Pleiadors, playing this Saturday to benefit the tornado effort, the tornado relief effort. They'll be playing at Del Mar Hall and open at 7 o'clock. And also, Neil, with the Mighty Pines. You guys were just, you found out something during the break that you felt like you really wanted to talk about, that Amy has never had food delivered. And you're amazed by this. She's never one time even ordered a pizza.
Mm-mm. It kind of annoys me.
It's so annoying.
But it's also endearing.
So here's the thing. Like I said, first of all, Uber Eats or the other one, DoorDash, they're so expensive.
They're very expensive.
Food is expensive anyway.
But pizza, Amy.
But here's the thing. I think part of it is I never grew up with it because we grew up in the boonies. And like I always say, it was Wildwood, but it was really before Wildwood was Wildwood. It was Glencoe. Nobody delivered out there. Our closest grocery store was 22 minutes away. So even if you wanted Emos or something delivered, nobody delivered out there because it was the boonies. So I think I just never grew up with it. I've never ordered pizza and had it delivered.
Still wild, isn't it?
Wow.
Yeah.
Right?
Dave has to head home now.
But why would you get like a $7 meal?
To pick up my delivery that's on the front porch.
A $7 meal and then $7 in delivery fees.
And that is understandable. Right. It is super expensive.
Because when you have lots of kids and you don't want to put them all in a car and go to the grocery store.
Yeah.
That does make sense. So you guys were talking about writing. You wanted to go to the woods and write. How often do you do?
Yes, that's exciting.
Speaking of the boonies, you think there's someone who's like still in the boonies listening? Like, stop talking smack on the boonies.
We get pizza.
Boonies this, boonies that.
My parents are still in the boonies. You ask, like, do you have a country home? mom and dad's house?
How often do you write?
I try to write at least a couple times a week, something, finish a song, start a song. You know, so much going on in this brain up here.
Can you tell,
put it on paper?
Can you tell when you've written something? Like, let's say if you're writing that many songs, can you tell when you've written something that is, oh, this is really, really good. This is different.
I don't know. I'm always in my own head about everything. So, yeah, there's stuff where I'm like, this is a banger. Mm-hmm. But 90% of the time, it's like, this might be good. And then play it for the band. And, you know, I think you get immediate. I just watch their faces the whole time.
Yeah. I mean,
Neil's
a
prolific
more than,
songwriter over here.
You know more that you know when it's like good. You know when you got the riff. Like if you're either excited about it, and you wouldn't even really keep writing it if you weren't, right?
Yeah.
Like
fair.
Writing is kind of the hardest thing of all as a creative, I think. So like it's enough to just get my butt in the chair to do it. And if I don't like what I'm working on, there's no way I'm gonna keep. So what's the equivalent for you to? No, I'm actually curious. Is there something?
What?
No, nothing. No. We do.
Okay. We don't
do
that. Either.
In this job, like what's the thing that what's the sort of esoteric, like the essence of it all that you know is the hardest thing to do? I mean, is there any? I mean,
well, you're making the sound way cooler than it is.
We are professional time killers.
I think you guys are amazing.
We kill time for a living.
All right, we have 12 minutes to get through. How are we going to do this?
That's what I'm saying. It's an art form.
No.
Okay, no, we can talk about anything, but I want to know. I mean, I'm a fanboy.
We're getting by on personality alone, I think.
Okay,
right?
Well, that's...
Yeah.
And intellect.
I think the best is when you accidentally ask a question that turns into news. That was fun. Sometimes that happens, but again, that's like a blind squirrel finding a nut.
What does that even mean?
Give an
example. One time we interviewed Joe Buck, and he...
Joe Buck.
Yeah. He was, during the pandemic, there were no sports to call, so people could send in videos of them doing everyday things like vacuuming or whatever. And I said, well, you know, Joe, do people ever send in videos that are rather scandalous, like sexy time, and ask you to do play-by-play? And he said, not only do they send in scandalous videos, but a lot of times they would put something scandalous in the background. And he said, every video was like the Zapruder film, where I'm trying to figure it out. And then that made it to like TMZ. That made it like national, like because Joe Buck did that. But again, that was more of a Joe Buck thing, but that was kind of fun.
Creating news.
Well, I do what I can.
Yeah, we're newsmakers
with stupid
here.
Questions.
Yeah, wow.
Well,
right?
Like this is when you said you break out a song to a band.
Yeah.
To your band. I always think of Steve Miller, like when guys that wrote a song is like some people call me the space cowboy, some people call me the gangster of love. Was his band like no one calls you those things, Steve? Some people call me Maurice. That's how I always think. Can you imagine breaking out those lyrics?
But they said, I can't. No, I'm thinking about that right now. But that they.
But with the riff, it was. Yeah. It doesn't even matter.
They didn't
if Dave
care.
Played that for me and was like, here's the words, I would just be like, whoa, man. I mean, I don't know. From a songwriting perspective,
so you
know
even
that's
care.
Cool. Now, when I got to the Maurice part, I'd probably be like, okay, a little bit inside, a little bit of jam band thing there, like a joke.
Is it bad that I hate that song?
What?
I hate the lyrics. I hate them.
I've come full circle with it.
You used to hate it?
Loved as a child.
Yeah.
Then like, wow, this song's really annoying. I don't
yes,
like it.
Thank you.
I don't get it. And now I'm back.
I love it. Like
I love Steve Miller.
Some people call me Maurice. I love it.
Why?
It's just a great line. That's right.
Yeah. I want to know more. Why?
Why?
Why do they call me Maurice?
I think it has something to do with him being the gangster of love, honestly.
Yeah. I don't want to dive too deep into that.
Hey, you guys are, so we've been talking about the thing Saturday at Del Mar Hall in support of tornado victims, but you're also playing the Central West End Cocktail Party next weekend.
Yes.
Both Mighty Pines
with
and
Mighty
Pliadors?
Pines. Yeah.
Or you're playing together.
A bang bang. Double dipper.
If you like the Pliadors and you like the Mighty Pines, but most of all, if you like Dave and myself, you can come see our bands, because Dave is actually the keyboardist for the Mighty Pines, too. And we're so proud to have him. We just did a big show in Benton Park to start
blast.
In the past. We're going to get to the future in a second. But yes, we just played there. We do that every year. It was magical. And that was actually the weekend of the tornado. That was this Sunday.
I mean, yeah. Raised a ton
days,
of money.
We did. We kind of like scrambled and we were like, we kind of had the same thing as Dave was talking about earlier. You can't, it's just this feeling where you're like, this, we still want to put on a concert. We still want to, and it was so good for people, actually, for the band, for the city. I could tell there was just this really special kind of moment where everyone could just give it all up for a second, you know, because that was a tough weekend. But the point is, yeah, you can't throw a party, right, in those circumstances. Right. And so it's good. It's really special that musicians have this. This is our way that we can do something, because sometimes I think everybody feels a little bit not helpless, but just sometimes people don't know how to give back or what's their style, what's their way. Some people are the volunteers, some people can support financially, and for musicians it's nice to have, like, this is what we can do. We can put this out there. So that was a long-winded way to say that, yes, the Mighty Pines and the Pleiadors are actually playing on June 14th in the Central West End for another amazing outdoor
free It's the cocktail
concert.
Party.
Yeah, this is the season of outdoor shows. That's what makes summer so great. There's so much great outdoor stuff going on in St. Louis. And June 14th in Chris's neighborhood.
Yeah, my neighborhood.
Maybe we'll see him. Yeah. Wouldn't that be cool?
Probably not.
Oh, that would be cool.
He's dodgy.
Come on out.
No, I'm not dodgy.
He is kind of dodgy.
No, I'm not.
I'd love
I'll
to just
there.
Hang out with him. Person.
Oh, put your face away.
This guy cannot commit to anything.
Yes, I can. I'll see you. I'll see you June 14th.
No. I'm with you, Chris. Okay, you and I are cut from the same cloth. Right, so we're part of the tribe.
So, Delmar Hall, can people just walk up, buy tickets there?
Yep, Saturday. You can get tickets at the door while they last. Again, all proceeds go towards tornado relief efforts. Pleiadors. Saturday night.
June 7th.
Delmar Hall.
And then the following week, the Pleiadors and Mighty Pines
at the Central West End cocktail party.
But the tornado one is June
7th. This is very important. So go this Saturday to Delmar Hall.
Yep.
Dave Grelli, Neil Salsic, good to see you both.
Great to see you guys. Thanks
for
having us.
We got to talk sports now. Matt Pauly will join us next on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus DMCs apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one.
You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yo, Paulie!
Paulie's a great name.
Yo, Paulie!
What'd you do for Paulie? Anything?
Me, Paulie! I was responsible!
Paulie, we're here because of you!
Eh, it didn't go great for the Cardinals over the weekend. They dropped 2 of 3 to the Texas Rangers. And now it is time to bring in our sports fella, Matt Pauley, who is the host of the Redbird Rush Hour at 5 o'clock, whenever a Cardinals game does not interfere. So, like tonight, there's going to be Redbird Rush Hour. And then host the Sports Open Line and the pre- and post-game shows for the St. Louis Cardinals, who will be back at it on Tuesday, which is tomorrow. Matt Pauley, how you doing?
I'm good, but just so you know, here at Casa de Pauley in Chesterfield, it's 76 degrees.
Oh, well,
that's interesting.
Actually, yeah. That is true.
Sometimes the city's hotter than Chesterfield.
I mean, you guys were kind of bickering there about the current temperature, so I just wanted to add.
I was bickering. I think I was interrupted.
She was interrupted.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Because I didn't want to give out inaccurate information.
That's true. I'm glad that you got that correct information out there.
Well, assuming it's correct. At any rate.
What the hell happened this weekend?
Thank you for the update. Oh, yeah.
They gave up a lot of runs in 2 of the 3 games. That's that's the bottom line. It kind of got away from a couple guys who have been really good out of the bullpen yesterday. Matthew Liberatore was not as sharp as he normally is on Friday, and he ended up losing a couple games. But I'm not trying to make excuses or anything like that, but they went 500 on the road trip. What the old saying is, go 500 on the road, win your series at home, you're fine. So would have you liked to take 2 of 3 against the Rangers team that's not especially good? Yeah, sure. But they come back after a 500 road trip. I'm not going to get upset about that.
Yeah, someone's making excuses. If you said that on the post-game show, is that the reaction you would get from listeners? And
some,
texters.
Yeah. Carrying water, being a homer.
Yeah, water boy.
Getting accused of, just, I get accused of working for the team.
Company man.
Okay. Even though I'm not an employee of the team, I get all that stuff.
But
that's
fine.
That's okay.
Is it darned if you do, darned if you don't? Like, if you're negative, do people say that you're a hater or not as much as people say you're a homer?
I bet that happens a lot less.
A lot less. Hmm. It doesn't not happen. I got it. One of the weirdest experiences I ever get is I'll be in this period of just being hammered by people telling me how I'm a homer and all this sort of stuff. And then I'll say something totally benign, like, mm-hmm. Oh, you know what? I would have considered taking this pitcher out after, just something so dumb and not consequential. And all of a sudden, I'll get a text message or something from somebody telling me how bad it is that I talk so poorly about the car. I'm like, what's going on? What's going on? So, yeah, when those things happen, all I can do is laugh.
I think that is the best. Because that's when you know you're probably doing it right. If you get criticisms on both ends, like, hey, you're a homer or you're too critical. If you're getting both of those, you're probably in the right in the sweet spot.
Yeah, I would agree. And look, I tend to be a positive person. Mm-hmm. I look at things from a positive outlook. And that's part of
you're no Ackerman, though. Tom is Mr. Positivity.
He is Mr. Positivity.
Yeah.
I do try to find the positives when there are positives to be there. There's not always positives to be there. So, going back to what we're just talking about right now, the positive of what just happened over the weekend was they at least won one so they could go 500 on the road trip, which in the big picture is perfectly fine.
Hey, Matt, I heard this on Sports on a Sunday Morning with Bernie Miklas and Tom Ackerman. Tell me if I heard it correctly, that people are critical of Ollie Marmol, obviously, but he's got a better record over the first 4 seasons with the team than Tony La Russa did in his first 4 seasons.
Yeah, Bernie did that research the other day. He had texted that to to Kevin or Kevin to me. I saw that on, I think, on Friday after the Redbird rush hour, which is fun. Now, to be fair, Tony did not have a 72-win season under his belt the way Ollie has. But from a big picture perspective, yes, it is true. Because, I mean, people forget, Tony came in 96, and they had that fantastic 96 season. That's probably my favorite Cardinals team of all time. That's the kind of, that's the year where I sort of fell in love with baseball. And, but then they took a step back for a couple years before they really started rolling again. So I think sometimes people forget that when they think about the kind of the legend of Tony La Russa. And I mean, the amazing thing is I was listening to sports radio in those years. There was constant chatter for the Cardinals to fire La Russa.
Oh, yeah.
Especially before he won a World Series. I mean, he was, go back to California. You don't fit here. Yep. What is the, like, people hated Tony La Russa until he finally won a World Series.
They were Cardinals fans, not all of them, but there were a lot of them who were all over him. And I knew it was because he wasn't Whitey. They were just upset that Whitey Herzog wasn't the manager, and they still, you know, longed for those days of the 80s. And it used to really irritate me because, like, the dude had been really good, and he had just, you know, he had success in Oakland. And it was like, give him time, man. You know, give this some time. But the teams that he had, the rosters, at first just weren't very good. And then they got better.
Yachty did a fantastic job.
How did the rosters or the relative payroll compare to what Ollie's dealing with right now, which was, you know, openly kind of a transition season, right? Maybe they could trade Nolan Arenado if they could. They didn't. But how does that this team, this roster, compare relatively to the teams that La Russa had?
Yeah, I think that's actually something Kevin Wheeler and I were talking about recently. We're talking more about, like, when they came in. And I don't think it's quite apples to apples, because when Ollie came in, you still had Yachty around. You still had Wainwright. Obviously, Pujols would come back, where you had Ozzie Smith. But the, you know, Ozzie and Tony did not exactly see eye to eye on a whole lot of things. And there were some other, like, good players. I'm not trying to be dismissive of any of the really solid players on the 96 team. But from, like, a Hall of Fame, superstar caliber standpoint, it was Ozzie. So, where they're at, that was their beginning point. So I think Ollie had an advantage that Tony did not have from a beginning point positioning. It's really hard to compare. Baseball is just so different now, and the way you build rosters, and the way, you know, the trades that Walt Jocketty was able to pull off, that's not happening today. Like, baseball's just different. The money is different. There's so many things that are different. It's really hard to, you know, compare the two. But I do, at the same time, I appreciate the question, Amy, because I think you can get, you know, no matter how you answer it, I think it's an interesting thing to do, you know, the comparing of the situations that Tony and Ollie have been put in and compare the two.
And you're talking about a lot. As you mentioned, money was completely different. Just from a historical perspective, 1993, their payroll was bottom five. By 1996, it was top 10. So they did start to commit more money. But again, at that time, like, the top payroll was mid-40s. Like, the best team, I think, was spending like $45 million total. You know, now the best payroll is over 300. So it's you know, the landscape of the sport is very different. But in terms of what the Cardinals spent, early 90s, not a whole lot. By the mid-90s, they were spending a lot more.
Yeah, and that's connected to when the DeWitts came in. They came in and they started spending, and they, for the most part, they have spent at a very respectable level. Obviously, the spending went back this year. I think it's going to move forward again. This team doesn't have to have a top five payroll. It's not going to have a top five payroll, but you can win a lot of games if you do things well. I mean, there's a lot of teams that have a lot of success. See Milwaukee, see Tampa. There's other teams as well, teams that are just really smart. So the Cardinals can, if they can spend a respectable amount of money while also finding a way to be one of the smarter organizations out there, which is the goal of Heim Bloom, they're going to be in a really, really good spot.
So let me ask you about payroll. We're way ahead of ourselves. There's still 4 months left to go in the season. But do you think they start to inch payroll back up next offseason, or do you think we're going to be around where they are now?
Yeah, it's I think a lot of that is dependent upon how this season ends up playing out, because if they keep playing baseball like they're playing right now, and if this team ends up in the postseason, then you can go into next year and say, okay, this can be a legit good team. We've got a bunch of core players. Now, where can we look to really upgrade? Not just incremental upgrades, but where can you find like legitimate upgrades for the roster to make them that much more? Now, if this team peters out and if this team ends up below 500 and doesn't make the postseason, then I think you come out of it and you say, well, you're still kind of going through this reset, this transition, whatever you want to call it. Heim Bloom's going to come in. The focus has got to be on drafting and developing and player development and that sort of thing. And maybe the payroll does not quite, maybe they're not quite ready to do that again. So I don't know what the timeline is on when they're going to start to push again. I do know it's, for me, it's really important that when they do start to push payroll again, they push payroll by going and finding impact players. I always mention Kyle Gibson and Lance Lynn, and it's not that I'm trying to beat up on those two guys because they had nice seasons and were good Cardinals. Lance Lynn, obviously a lot of history with the organization, but they went and spent 20-some-odd million dollars on a third and fourth starter. Go spend $20 million on a single guy because your third and fourth starters are being handled by players that you've developed and therefore are cost controlled. So that's what I think they need to be done with the days of signing kind of the mid-level free agents.
So the Cardinals come back home off day today, but tomorrow they will play against Kansas City. It is the first of a 9-game homestand, and this will be a tough homestand for them. Three good teams are coming in. Kansas City, the Dodgers will be here over the weekend, and then the Blue Jays starting on Monday. So this is thankfully they're at home for these, but this is a tough stretch here.
And we cool, not to focus too much on Kansas City here, but they are calling up Jack Caglione, who is the number 10 prospect in all of baseball. He's their top prospect, so he's going to be making his major league debut in St. Louis. So that's going to be fun to see. So hopefully fans can, in addition to going out and seeing the Cardinals, go out and see a guy who's probably going to be a pretty good player here moving forward. But yeah, I think you look forward. This is a Kansas City team that the Cardinals are better than. That obviously doesn't mean that they're for sure going to beat them, but I think you go into that series with the feeling that you should be able to take two of three from them. The pitching matchups, I think, in many ways are advantageous to the Cardinals, especially the first two of the series. But then you mentioned the Dodgers, and the Dodgers are really, really, really good, and that's going to. But the Cardinals have been good against good teams this year, so. Yeah, it'll be fun. It'll be fun to see. I think you kind of have all the pomp and circumstance that goes along with the I-70 series for a few days, and then you have a legit World Series contender coming in with the Dodgers.
All right, Redbird Rush Hour at 5 o'clock, Matt, and then Sports Open Line at 6?
Yep, so I'll be with folks tonight, 5 o'clock to 9 o'clock.
Anything in particular you want to tell everybody?
We're working on a couple things. Okay. I don't want to quite give it away yet. Just be tuned in.
All right.
Be surprised.
5 o'clock.
Surprised.
Oh, I love surprises.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So good. I can't wait. So do I have to listen to get the surprise, or are you going to tell me about it first?
I'll probably say at some point. I got to promote it, but we're still putting things together.
5 o'clock, Redbird Rush Hour. 6 o'clock, Sports Open Line until 8. Live baseball/sports coverage here on KMOX with Matt Pauly. Thanks, dude.
You bet.
Yo, Pauly, your sister's with me. I'll call you back later. See ya.
So... Cardinals right now, Amy. I'm watching the standings because it's June 2nd. I like to know what the standings are.
They were hot until this weekend.
They were. They're 4 games back now because the Cubs won't lose. So
here's what's going to happen. The Cardinals are going to bounce back and the Cubs are going to fall. They're going to stumble.
You think so?
I feel it.
Yeah, maybe. That's Amy Markscores. I'm Chris Ranji. This is 104.1 FM KMOX.
I like Kansas. As far as like state bands go, state mm-hmm. name bands. I like Kansas better than Alabama.
So like regional bands like Kansas, Alabama, Chicago, Boston.
Oh, yeah. I like Boston a lot, too. Mm-hmm. I also like Chicago.
Yeah.
Although.
Is that all of them?
I think that's all of them. I'm sure there are others. Peter.
Florida Georgia Line.
Ugh, no.
Well, you don't like Florida Georgia Line?
Oh, not really.
Is that the Chilling on the Dirt Road, that one? I think it is. Sounds chilling right. on a dirt road.
Chilling on a dirt road.
Yeah, because Nelly, they did a collaboration with Nelly.
Yeah.
So I like Chicago. Here's the thing, though. I don't know if I like Chicago or if I just like Peter Cetera. Because he's not with Chicago anymore.
You probably just like him.
I really like Peter Cetera.
Amy, did you know we're nominated for a major award?
I did. The A-list.
Yeah. Dude, if people don't vote for us, I'm gonna be so mad.
He's going to lose it. Here's the thing.
I will come to your house and I will start a kitchen fire if you don't vote for us.
No, don't say that. Oh my gosh.
So if you go to stlmag.com, actually go to our Twitter account too, at Chris Amy KMOX. It's pinned at the top. Go vote for us for, what is it, Talk News Show? Something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, go vote for us or I will come to your house and start a kitchen fire.
Okay, don't.
And not put it out. I will start the fire and I will walk out the back door.
Matt.
So you don't want a kitchen fire.
Take control of this show.
You don't want a kitchen fire.
He's on a roll. I can't stop him.
I'm not joking. This is a threat.
Yeah, okay.
It's a threat and a promise.
You can vote every day. You can. And here's how I know we're worthy of winning, because we just won an award.
Oh, crap. That's right. We did. It's right behind you.
We won the best opinion. I don't know which one.
The Missouri
put us over the edge.
Broadcasters Association.
I'm going to grab it and hold it up for the YouTube viewers.
Yeah, it says best opinion on it. It doesn't say what the opinion was.
I know is at one point someone was listening to us and I said, well, here's what I think. And they thought,
oh.
It was
hot darn, that's a great opinion.
It was the conversation you guys had about local law enforcement checking immigration papers.
So did I have the best opinion or did Amy have the best opinion?
We disagreed, I think.
I think that was the best showcase of opinions. It was like you guys had different opinions.
Okay, but they don't judge like which of our opinions was better.
Matt says it's the best showcase. It doesn't say that. It says best opinion.
It says best. I would like to walk around. I'm going to take that around. And when somebody says what you're talking about is stupid, I will hold that up and say, nope.
No, it's not.
It says I have the best opinion.
Yeah. Yeah, we just don't know which one of us had the best opinion. Yeah.
Why don't they should like distinguish which one of us had a better opinion with that award.
I think it'd be funny if it had first and second place, because there were only two of us with opinions.
What if we were the only entry? You think that's how we won?
I don't know. All I know is that's when Mason...
The newsroom won a bunch of these.
Oh, they do win a lot.
Is so good
when
here.
Mason Jar... And they did a marathon relay with his friends, and they won 10th place.
10 out of 10?
Yeah, out of 10.
Hey, I give you guys a 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
Oh, does that mean we're perfect? No, it means you're the 10th of 10 entries.
But anyway, the A-list, it's on our Twitter, at ChrisAmyKMOX. It's super easy. You can vote every day, because basically we have to beat the Glover Show.
Yeah, man.
What did you guys say about them anyway? I know we got a break.
We didn't say anything.
All I heard is somehow that there's
a
beef.
They accused Matt of leaving boogers on the chair.
Which is wildly inaccurate.
What?
And was debunked after we found out it was a grape that I had eaten. And yet, the rumors persist.
You missed it. You missed a whole thing.
I missed everything.
Rachel accused Matt.
No, she didn't mention my name.
Andrew accused Matt of leaving boogers on the chair. Not kidding.
Anyway,
what is this, a booger? And then Andrew said, yeah, it was Matt Pajeski who did it.
Okay, so vote for us. I'm sure you're motivated now.
Yeah, in the A-list. STLMag.com A-list. Go vote for like Talk News Show or something.
Vote for Chris and Amy.
Yeah. That's Amy Marks Kors. I'm Chris Ranji of the Chris and Amy Show.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent.
That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.